Welcome to the English Teacher John Show. This is the English Teacher John Show, an English learning podcast in easy to understand English. Clear English. Clear explanations, grammar, idioms, speaking practice, and more. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends and make new friends. Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is John Coons, and I'm your host for the English Teacher John Show, which is produced right here in Matsumoto, very near the geographical center of Japan, and very close to the site of the 1998 Nagano Winter Olympics. It's been a very active day here. Today is Sunday. And I have to tell you that I'm a little tired sitting here in front of my computer and microphone. The day started with some snow flurries. And once again, Charlie and I went out for a bike ride. And once again, we got intimately close with snow, and more snow. Actually, I'm not even sure why I wanted to go with Charlie again. He just climbs those hills too quickly, and I struggle to keep up with him. Man, he got his bike only a couple of months ago, and he makes hill climbing look so easy. Well, anyway, we climbed out of Matsumoto, up the hill to the lake, and continued on even though there was a fair amount of snow on the road. We didn't care. We were just out for some fun. In the end, we wandered down a little side road and into the woods, plowing through the maybe 5 centimeters of snow or more. It took some work to keep our balance and to push on through the snow, but it was really worth it. We were in the woods, surrounded by a white blanket of snow, with peace and quiet that surrounded and hugged you. We got a little cold during our adventure, and on the return, we stopped into the ice skating rink and sat by the heater with hot drinks in our hands. We finished the day at a ramen restaurant. These little restaurants are really popular in Japan. Ramen is a kind of Chinese noodle, but it's become a part of Japanese cuisine. It can be served cold without broth. That means no soup. But often it's noodles, meat, and vegetables in soup. I always order ramen without meat, but I always have to check it. Sometimes I have to pick out the pieces of meat, usually beef or pork. As I'm a vegetarian and don't eat meat or fish. Ramen is a great meal in the winter. It warms the body and usually puts a smile on your face. And a little sweat sometimes too. Don't tell anyone, but I like to put a little vinegar in my ramen soup. This is a habit that I think I picked up while living in India and eating Tibetan noodle soup. Mm-mm. Hey, Richard, could I ask you a favor? Could I ask you a small favor? Sometimes you need a little help. A favor is something that requires someone to give you some help. It's usually not a big request, just a little help with something. You want to ask someone a favor. Ask someone a favor. Examples? Well, maybe you know that your friend Kim is going to the post office this afternoon. You're pretty busy and don't really have time to go there. You'd like to ask Kim if she could bring your letter to the post office. Or maybe you saw your friend with a new book or magazine, or maybe even a new music CD. You'd really like to borrow it for a couple of days. Could I ask you a favor? Could I ask you a small favor? Could I ask you to do something for me? Could you help me out with something? What's the response to these requests for a favor? Could I ask you a favor? Sure, what do you need? Could I ask you to do something for me? Sure, what is it? Could you help me out with something? Okay, what would you like me to do? If you're going to the post office today, could you please mail this letter? Sure, no problem. Could I borrow your new magazine for a couple of days? Could I borrow that music CD for a few days? Sure, go ahead. No problem. Sometimes you need some hands-on help. This means that you need help with something physical, like moving some boxes, carrying books, moving a table from one room to another, fixing your bicycle or motorbike. This is a hands-on project, and you need someone to help you. Let's look at some examples. Could you lend me a hand? Could you lend me a hand with these books? Do you have a minute to lend me a hand? Do you have time to lend me a hand with these boxes? Sure, no problem. Could you lend me a hand? Sure, I'd be happy to help. Sure, I'd be happy to help you. Okay, you guessed it. It's practice time.
Oh, no.
Let's try some of these requests for help. You know the routine. Repeat these and repeat them out loud. This is your English speaking practice time today. Could I ask you a favor? Could I ask you a favor? Sure, what do you need? Could I ask you a small favor? Could I ask you a small favor? Sure, what is it? Could I ask you to do something for me? Could you help me out with something? Sure, no problem. What do you need? Could you lend me a hand? Could you lend me a hand with these books? Do you have a minute to lend me a hand? Sure, I can help you. What do you need? Well, I think that's enough of those for today. Hey, what is that flying so low? Oh no, watch out! Here comes today's idiom. We have two idioms today. The first one is in common. Nothing in common. Something in common. We use this when showing that two or more people or things have something similar about them. Hey, you're studying biology, and I'm studying biology too. We have something in common. We're both studying biology. I have something in common with you. You have something in common with me. Sometimes you hear people talk about a friend, boyfriend, husband, or wife. You want to say that these two people are very different. There is really nothing similar about them. You know what? They have nothing in common. Sophie likes outdoor activities and living simply. Simple clothes, a simple house, simple activities. Marco likes to live in a big house, likes watching TV, expensive clothes, and shopping. You know, they really have nothing in common. Nothing in common. Almost always, a group of friends all have something in common. Maybe they like to play soccer or cook together. Or maybe they like to go out dancing together at night. They have something in common. Usually, a husband and wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend have something in common. They like the same kinds of things, or they like to do the same kinds of activities. Okay, let's try these. I have nothing in common with her. Do you have anything in common with our new neighbor? Yes, we both like landscaping and gardening. Let's try to find something in common so we can settle this dispute. We have nothing in common. They have many things in common. Hey, good job with that idiom. Our next idiom is actually a group of idioms. They all have the word point, P-O-I-N-T, point. Besides the point. Yes, you're right that he was late to the meeting, but that's besides the point. Besides the point. It means that it's not very important. It's definitely not important to what you're trying to say. Besides the point. That's besides the point. To the point. His answer was short and to the point. To the point. It's exactly about the most important idea. It's to the point. To the point. Please keep it short and to the point. Missed the point. No, I don't agree with you. I think you completely missed the point. Missed the point. It means that you didn't understand the most important idea. You missed the point. Tashi didn't understand our boss's argument. He missed the point. Point out something, or point something out. My teacher pointed out all of my grammar mistakes in the recent homework assignment. Pointed out. To point out something is to talk about it so that other people will notice it. I didn't know I had done anything wrong until my boss pointed it out. He pointed it out. Here are a few examples for practice. Let's try them together. That's besides the point. His answer was short and to the point. I think you completely missed the point. They talked a lot about it, but they seemed to miss the point. I didn't even notice it until he pointed it out. Well, I think that's enough for today. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening and keep practicing. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the English Teacher John Show. Live a little, learn a little, laugh a little, tell your friends. Visit us on the web at EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Please email us your comments. Our email address is teacher@EnglishTeacherJohn.com. Thanks.